RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to our English program over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll bring you first our news, followed by news from across the country, today in history, highlight of the week, and news in brief. We'll continue our program with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. To conclude our program for today, we'll present you to you our daily segment, Listeners Mailbag. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
South Indonesia, Phil Anba.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with the news. First headlines. President Joko Widodo is amazed by the harmony of South Tapanuli people. President Joko Widodo targets to distribute 5 million land certificate. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo expressed his admiration for the culture and customs of the people of South Tapanuli in North Sumatra, which are diverse but harmonious. In his speech at the Jamiah Muslim Batak Indonesia National Gathering at Boarding Mustafa Fiyah, Purbabaru, Mandailing Natal, North Sumatra on Saturday, the president said that he believes the noble values of Batak culture is in line with the teachings of Islam of Rahmatan Lil Alamin, or blessing for the universe. Moreover, in the era of global competition, the role of Jamiah Muslim Batak Indonesia is considered very important as a sort of public optimism and strengthening the unity and integrity of the nation of Indonesia. According to President Joko Widodo, by being united, they can continue to work in running the economic equality that will bring peace to all people of Indonesia. President Joko Widodo has targeted to distribute 5 million land certificates in Indonesia as part of an agrarian reform. In his speech at the Coaching Facilitation and Reform Access Cooperation for Land Certificate Beneficiary at Taman Batu Raja District Panyabungan Mandailing Natal, North Sumatra on Saturday, President Joko Widodo said that the ownership of the land certificate is evidence of the owner of the land in Unitary Republic of Indonesia. A release of Press Media and Information Bureau of the Presidential Secretariat said the target of 5 million land certificates were given to the Minister of Agrarian and Special Planning Sofian Jalil, who usually only distribute 500 to 700,000 certificates. The president asked to add the land surveyors either through recruitment or civil servants or outsourcing. The president emphasized next year the government targets to distribute 7 million certificates. Indonesian Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources Ignatius Jonan said the price of fuels controlled by the government, which are premium and solar or diesel oil, will not increase from April until June this year. According to him, the government continues to maintain the prices and make them stable amidst the rising global oil price. Jonan added that it's not urgent yet to increase the prices, considering that when the global oil price was still below $40 per barrel last year, state-owned oil and gas company PT Pertamina did not cut the retail prices for consumers. He explained that the government will try not to raise the prices between April until June because Pertamina still has reserves to cover the margin when the price of crude oil rises. In the meantime, Director General of Oil and Gas of the Energy and Mineral Resources Ministry, Igusti Nyoman Wiratmaja, said that Pertamina is expected to maintain the prices of fuels as they are now in order to boost the stability of the national economy. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Indonesia has asked Malaysia to clarify the status of its citizen Siti Aisyah with regard to whether she was part of the network behind Kim Jong Nam's murder or a mere victim. Indonesia Police Chief General Tito Karnavian said after making a courtesy call on Malaysian Police Chief Inspector General Khalid Abu Bakar in Putrajaya on Saturday that the government wants to know whether she was part of the network that had planned to murder the North Korean or was just a mere victim recruited without her knowledge. Tito stated that if she was really part of the network, she would only wish to provide her legal assistance. He added that Indonesia respects the existence and legal sovereignty of Malaysia. It is the similar as they also honor Indonesia's legal system. However, if she was merely a victim, there must be an explanation and legal aid would thus be provided. Tito noted that he would continue communicating with Malaysia based on the principles of mutual respect. The number of Indian tourists who visit Indonesia continues to increase every year. One of the travel destinations among tourists from India and Indonesia is Bali. Ferdi Nico Yohannes, Director, South and Central Asian Division, in his speech at the Incredible India Evening on Friday afternoon, March 24, 2017 in Jakarta, said, Ferdi Nico Yohannes added, the number of tourists from India to Indonesia will increase in the future because the airline of Indonesia, Garuda Indonesia, recently has opened a new route to Mumbai, India, from Jakarta via Bangkok, Thailand. Indonesian Industry Minister Erlangga Hartarto inaugurated MV Iriana, a vessel to transport cement with electric propulsion technology, firstly built in Indonesia by PT Sumber Marine Shipyard. The vessel must be appreciated for being the first built by using the latest technology with electric propulsion fully made in the country. It was also built by using domestic steel. Erlangga Hartarto in Batam, Riau Islands on Saturday said the technology is similar to that is used by Japan as the first country to apply this technology. But Indonesia's vessel is more sophisticated because it can save more fuel. The vessel with specification of 117 meters long, 25.5 meter wide, 7.9 meter high, 6.3 meters water deep, and 10 knot speed was built by Indonesians. According to Erlangga Hartarto, the vessel building is in line with government measures to put the maritime sector as a priority in nation development programs, including the development of shipbuilding industry. As item, Banyuwangi District Head Abdullah Azwar Anas stated on Saturday that Indonesia's first airport built on the green concept in Banyuwangi, East Jawa, is ready to start operations. He noted during a visit to the Blimbing Sari Airport in the district that has been ready. He explained that the new airport will become a tourism icon to offer sufficient room to accommodate passengers following an increase in the number of air travelers by more than 1,300% in the past 5 years. Anna said the architectural concept of a public space must not be made arbitrarily, adding that so far it has been difficult to implement architectural principles that break standards in projects funded by the government due to a conventional concept or administrative constraints. However, he emphasized that in Banyuwangi, it is given room to work that goes beyond the mainstream. Besides the airport, other public facilities such as parks, campus halls, marketplace, and tourist destinations have been built based on thoroughly considered architectural principles. Anas pointed out that the concept for the airport's development was aimed at meeting three goals, with the first being a tourism icon and secondly ensuring a transfer of knowledge from national to local architects. To end the news, here are the main points once again. President Joko Widodo is amazed by the harmony of South Tapanuli people. President Joko Widodo targets to distribute 5 million land certificates. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijayakasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. Let's begin with 1971. East Pakistan declares its independence from Pakistan to form the People's Republic of Bangladesh, and the Bangladesh Liberation War begins. The Bangladesh Liberation War, also known as the Bangladesh War of Independence or simply the Liberation War in Bangladesh, was a revolution and armed conflict sparked by the rise of the Bengali nationalist and self-determination movement in East Pakistan. It resulted in the independence of the People's Republic of Bangladesh. The war changed the geopolitical landscape of South Asia with the emergence of Bangladesh as the seventh most populous country in the world. The majority of member states in the United Nations recognized the Bangladeshi Republic in 1972. Over now to 1979, Anwar el-Sadat, Menachem Begin, and Jimmy Carter signed the Egypt-Israel Peace Treaty in Washington, D.C. The Egypt-Israel Peace Treaty was signed in Washington, D.C., United States, on March 26, 1979, following the 1978 Camp David Accords. The Egypt-Israel Treaty was signed by Egyptian President Anwar Sadat and Israeli Prime Minister Menachem Begin and witnessed by the United States President Jimmy Carter, 16 months after Egyptian President Anwar Sadat's visit to Israel in 1977 and intense negotiations. The main features of the treaty were mutual recognition, cessation of the state of war that had existed since the 1948 Arab-Israeli War, normalization of relations, and the complete withdrawal by Israel of its armed forces and civilians from the Sinai Peninsula, which Israel had captured during the Six-Day War in 1967. Egypt agreed to leave the area demilitarized. The agreement also provided for the free passage of Israeli ships through the Suez Canal and the recognition of the Strait of Tiran and the Gulf of Aqaba as international waterways. The agreement notably made Egypt the first Arab state to officially recognize Israel. The last event is from 1948. The Brussels Agreement is signed. Brussels Agreement is the first political defense agreement in European countries after the Second World War. It was signed on March 26, 1948 by delegates envoy from Belgium, France, Holland, England, and Luxembourg. The contents deal to defend the member states of this agreement in case being targeted by military attack. Although already 50 years have passed, this agreement is binding on all parties. With the merging of the United States and some European countries, this agreement changed its name to North Atlantic Treaty Organization, or NATO. That was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
The Week Spotlight presents Top Issue of the Week.
This is the Redwood Service Voice of Indonesia with Highlight of the Week. This edition is on Zakat for Poverty Alleviation and People Empowerment. An international conference called World Zakat Forum, or WZF, was held in Jakarta from March 14 to 16. Zakat is charity funds in Islam which is mandatory to be given by every Muslim who can afford it. On the last day of the conference, Sudibyo from Indonesia, who is also chairman of the National Zakat or Basnas, was elected as the new Secretary General of WZF for the 2017 to 2020 period, replacing Ahmad Juwaini. At the end of the meeting, representatives of 16 members States agreed on 11 points of WZF resolution that will be the focus of WZF future work, namely creating a concrete action in order to improve global welfare by strengthening the role of Zakat to reduce poverty in the respective countries. The members recognize that poverty is not only financial problems but also thoughts and behavior challenges. The resolution also mentioned SDGs or Sustainable Development Goals as an indicator of global welfare to be synergized with Zakat or Islamic alms or charity funds in the role of improving people's welfare. The WZF members agreed that it is important to develop indicators that can be used as a reference. They also saw that the possibility of utilizing the funds for the establishment of corporate Zakat alms, Zakat Foundation of World and the World of Islamic Welfare Organization. It was planned that there will be the establishment of an international council of Zakat for education of scholars, endowments, and charity that aims to spread the message of charity as well as building Muslims' awareness in order to optimize the potential of Zakat and Wakaf. Meanwhile, the new Secretary General of WZF, Sudibyo, in a press conference at the closing of the conference said that WZF would make every effort to expand the membership to embrace other countries. According to Bambang, through WZF, Indonesia could learn from countries that have successfully implemented Zakat with more advanced system in terms of management. Indonesia itself has implemented a national Zakat index. It is expected that in the foreseeable future, the management Zakat will be better given the very large Zakat potential in Indonesia. That was highlight of the week.
You are still with Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Time now for us to bring you news in brief. Indonesian President Joko Widodo expressed his admiration for the culture and customs of the people of South Tapanuli in North Sumatra, which are diverse but harmonious. President Joko Widodo has targeted to distribute 5 million land certificates in Indonesia as part of an agrarian reform. Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources Ignatius Jonan said the price of fuels controlled by the government, which are premium and diesel oil, will not increase from April until June this year. Indonesia has asked Malaysia to clarify the status of its citizen Siti Aisyah with regard to whether she was part of the network behind Kim Jong-nam's murder or a mere victim. The number of Indian tourists who visit Indonesia continues to increase every year. Indonesian Industry Minister Erlangga Hartarto inaugurated MV Iriana, a vessel to transport cement with electric propulsion technology, firstly built in Indonesia by PT Sumber Marine Shipyard. Banyuwangi District Head Abdullah Aswar Anas stated on Saturday that Indonesia's first airport built on the green concept in Banyuwangi is Jawa is ready to start operations. That was the end of News in Brief over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequencies of 9525 kHz, 11785 kHz, and 15150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here's our next program, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Indonesian Wonder, a special program which will introduce you to Indonesian places of interest, culture and tradition, and cuisine. Today, I will discuss Breksi Cliff, which is located in Yogyakarta province of Indonesia. So stay tuned in to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Other than via shortwave, you can also listen to this broadcast at www.voi.co.id. Yogyakarta Special Region has many beautiful places, but lately Breksi Cliff Park has increased the interest of tourists to visit the province because it offers natural beauty that is quite stunning. Breksi Cliff Park, inaugurated on May 30, 2015, is not far from the center of Yogyakarta City. It is adjacent to Ijo Temple, located right in Groyoan, Sambirejo Village, Prambanan Subdistrict, Sleman. The route to Breksi Cliff is easily taken from Prambanan, so if you come from Jogja, just go directly toward Prambanan Temple, then at the junction, turn right towards Piyungan. From there, it is only about 3 kilometers more towards the cliffs. The path is quite uphill and the condition is not very smooth. The main threat presented by Breksi Cliff Park is a row of towering rock wall. This cliff was already formed a million years ago, but because of mining activities, it turned into sculptured ornaments. In addition, the mining in the past also opened a cross-section on the cliff face, so the rock structure looks like a neat layer cake. It has become a beauty for visitors and an artistic background for photos, besides, of course, a pretty challenging object for rock climbing lovers. From the top of the cliff, visitors can also see the city of Yogyakarta, Prambanan Temple, and planes coming and going at Adi Sucipto Airport. If you want to reach the top, there are a sort of stairs on the cliff side that can take you to the top of the cliff. From the top, you can see the view, which is most special when the sun began to set. Additionally, the sunrise here is also breathtaking. At the foot of the cliffs, there is Telatar Seneng, a kind of courtyard in a vacant lot. It is often called the park to be used as a venue to hold cultural performances. Visitors are advised to put on some hats or caps with strings that you can tie up when you visit, because the sun here is so bright with strong winds. You'd better bring your own supplies and drinking water too. On weekends, the cliffs is usually rather crowded, so if you prefer peace and quiet, you should choose weekdays to visit it. If you like rock climbing and photography, Breksi Cliff Park in Jogja is the right place to visit. Well, that was today's edition of Indonesian Wonder over Voice of Indonesia. Until next edition then, bye now.
Mr. Lenny.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Listeners of Area Work Service Voice of Indonesia, welcome to our regular program Miscellany with me, Alika. Today's edition is about West Kalimantan or Borneo International bike camping, so stay tuned. The government and relevant agencies in Indonesia are heavily promoting tourism both at home and abroad. Since the last few years, there are so many government agencies that have been promoting tourism through sport tourism. The participants not only are invited to exercise, but also enjoy the natural beauty through these activities. one of the Indonesian tourism sport events that has attracted the world's attention is Tour de Singkarak or TDS in West Sumatra. Since the last few years, the development of infrastructure, facilities, tourist arrivals both from domestic and foreign to West Sumatra have increased. Based on data from the World Cycling Union, Union Cycliste Internationale or UCI, TDS ranked 5th in the international cycling world with the highest number of spectators after the Tour de France with 12 million viewers, Giro d'Italia with 8 million viewers, Vuelta a España with 5 million viewers, and Santo Tour Down Under with 750,000 spectators. Not to be outdone by West Sumatra, West Kalimantan Province launched an event called West Borneo International Bike Camping or WBIBC on Wednesday, March 22, 2017. The event will take place on 28 and 29 April, held by the Association of Hotel Restaurant Indonesia West Kalimantan, the World Wildlife Fund or WWF, the Association of General Manager of the Hotel, Garuda Indonesia, Jiwita West Kalimantan, and other related parties. The cycling race will traverse three areas, namely Kota Pontianak, District Mempawah, and Bengkayang. Roni Wang from WWF West Kalimantan Program, the international activities will be attended by participants from around the world and Indonesia. According to Roni, these activities is aimed to provide various of tourism and is expected to increase the number of tourists. Place of interest to be visited are Taman Alun Kapuas, Equator Monument, Aman Tubillah Palace, Mempawah Mangrove Park, Temple Cheng Ho or Sampokong and Ancol Beach. On the same occasion, the chairman of the Association of Hotel Restaurant Indonesia West Kalimantan, Yuliardi Kamal, who is also chairman of the West Borneo International Bike Camping Committee, said that the event will be followed by about 300 participants. According to him, there are participants from Hong Kong who have registered. Youth, Sport and Tourism Department of West Kalimantan Province fully supports these tourism sports activities. Listener, that was miscellany for today. We will meet again tomorrow with another interesting topic. Goodbye.
Meet again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Listener's Mailbag, a weekly segment in which your letters and emails are acknowledged. In this segment, we will also play some Indonesian music. Well, would like to thank you, our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now, let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Riaz Ahmad in Pakistan. He sent his email through our Facebook fan page. In his email, Mr. Riaz Ahmad told that he was listening to Voice of Indonesia's network program with Pro 2 RRI Bukit Tinggi on 13 February 2017 at 16 to 17 UTC. He felt so pleasure to listen to very comprehensive segment featuring Pagaruyung Palace, a great traditional heritage of Pagaruyung Kingdom. Hello, Mr. Riaz Ahmad. Thank you for your attention and appreciation on our broadcast. Your reception report is very detailed. As we know, Pagaruyung was the seat of the Minangkabau kings of Western Sumatra, so little is known about it. Aditya Warman is believed to have founded the kingdom and presided over the central Sumatra region between 1347 and 1375. Well, Mr. Riaz Ahmad, we still have exotic program with RRI Kupang and Denpasar on Tuesday, RRI Ternate and Bandung on Wednesday, RRI Samarinda on Thursday, and on Friday with RRI Banjarmasin. Please send your opinion about those programs. Well, Mr. Riaz Ahmad, we are looking forward to receiving your next email and also your reception report on our broadcast. Special for you, we will play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song.
Jika saja aku tahu ada yang tak sepenuh hati, caramu mencintai aku membuat diriku bertanya. Bisa saja ada yang tersembunyi, firasatku mengatakan itu. Ingin aku bertanya padamu tentang sesuatu di dalam dirimu. Masihkah ada rahasia yang tersimpan jauh di dalam hatimu yang tak dapat ku mengerti? Maukah engkau bicara jujur padaku hingga bisa aku tahu yang tersimpan di hatimu? Padamu tak pernah sekejap aku ini mengingkari ketulusanmu. Bisa saja ada yang tersembunyi, firasatku mengatakan itu. Ingin aku bertanya padamu tentang sesuatu di dalam dirimu. Masihkah ada rahasia yang tersimpan jauh di dalam hatimu yang tak dapat ku mengerti? Maukah engkau bicara jujur padaku hingga bisa aku tahu yang tersimpan di hatimu? Saja ada yang tersembunyi tentang sesuatu di dalam dirimu. Masihkah ada
rahasia yang tersimpan jauh di dalam hatimu yang tak dapat ku mengerti. Maukah engkau bicara jujur padaku hingga bisa aku tahu yang tersimpan di hatimu. Masihkah ada rahasia yang tersimpan jauh di dalam hatimu yang tak dapat ku mengerti. Maukah engkau bicara jujur padaku hingga bisa aku tahu yang tersimpan di hatimu. Diri dari 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 diri dari
Listener, now we will replay an email from Giovanni Lorenzi in Italy. He listened to our broadcast in Spanish through frequency of 9525 kHz on January 26, 2017 from 17 to 18 UTC. In his email, Mr. Giovanni Lorenzi said that he is very happy to receive our information via email. Hello, Mr. Giovanni Lorenzi. Thank you for your email on our broadcast dated 27 January 2017. Thank you for your appreciation. We always try to reply listeners' email or letter as soon as we can. We do the best for our listeners' satisfaction. Well, Mr. Giovanni Lorenzi, keep listening to our broadcast and please send your reception report. As our appreciation, we will play a beautiful song just for you. Enjoy the song.
Jabat tanganku mungkin untuk yang terakhir kali. Kita berbincang tentang memori di masa itu. Peluk tubuhku, usapkan juga air mataku. Kita terharu seakan tiada bertemu lagi. Bersenang-senanglah karena hari ini yang kan kita rindukan di hari nanti. Sebuah kisah klasik untuk masa depan. Bersenang-senanglah karena hari ini yang kan kita banggakan di hari tua. Oh, sampai jumpa kawanku. Semoga kita selalu menjadi sebuah kisah kasih untuk masa depan. Sampai jumpa kawanku. Semoga kita selalu menjadi sebuah kisah kasih untuk masa depan. Bersenang-senanglah karena hari ini yang kan kita rindukan di hari tua. Oh, sampai jumpa kawanku. Semoga kita selalu menjadi sebuah kisah klasik untuk masa depan. Sampai jumpa kawanku. Semoga kita selalu jadi sebuah kisah klasik untuk masa depan. Da-da, da-da-da, 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 da-da-da,
mungkin diriku masih ingin bersama kalian. Mungkin jiwaku masih haus sanjungan kalian.
You are still listening to listeners' mailbag broadcast every Sunday. Now we continue to replay a comment from Dieter Leupold in Germany. He was listened to our broadcast in German program through frequency of 9525 kHz on January 22, 2017 at 18:17 UTC. And the simple was 24323. In his email, Mr. Dieter Leupold told, unfortunately, the shortwave reception was very weak and smoky. He hopes it would be better in spring. Hello, Mr. Dieter Leupold. Thank you for your email dated 26 January 2017. We are really sorry for your inconvenience. Hopefully, spring season is coming soon in your country, so you can hear our radio much better. Well, Mr. Dieter Leupold, keep listening to our broadcast and please send your reception report on our broadcast. Thank you. For you, listener, wherever you are, we will play a beautiful song.
I don't need to stay when you're away. I don't need to stay when you walked away. I don't need to move when you're in my way. I don't need to see what we are today. I don't want to stay out late just to hold you. I don't wanna do what we used to do. Oh, I don't care. I don't even know why we're trying. I don't even care just to act. 'Cause baby, don't you know that we're dying? But I'm sad and it's over. I don't need to be your everything. I don't need to be your sweetest thing. Baby, we were lost when it blew my head. I just don't wanna understand. I don't wanna stay out late just to hold you. I don't wanna do what we used to do. Oh, I don't care. I don't even know why we're trying. I don't even care just to ask. I'm free when it's done for you and me. And I know you know that I don't want this for you. Sad, and it's over.
Well, listener, actually we have received many emails, but unfortunately we have to sign off now. Thank you for always listening to Voice of Indonesia and visit our Facebook fan page. We also appreciate your reception reports on our broadcast. Please send your letters to Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat No. 4 and 5, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. I'll repeat again, Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat No. 4 and 5, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. Or you can send your email to voi.english@gmail.com, voi.english@gmail.com, or to english@voi.co.id, english@voi.co.id. Don't forget to visit and like our fan pages on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia and The Voice of Indonesia, or follow our Twitter at VOI Indonesia. You can also join our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. Well, listener, to conclude our segment, we will play another Indonesian beautiful song. I'm Alika. Thank you for listening, and we will meet again next week in Listener's Mailbag.
Sunyi malam tanpa suara, hanya hati yang bicara. Kau di sampingku, diam membisu meski riuh derah jiwaku. Mungkinkah ada satu kesempatan merangkum rasa yang kini ada? Oh, terbang bersamaku bila kau mau. Genggamlah hatiku, meski tak sempurna separuh sayapku. Langit berbintang memelukku erat. Andai ku bisa, ingin ku mengerti betapa kini ku merindumu. Hanya namamu yang kini terus mengisi gemar ruang-ruang jiwaku. Semoga ada satu kesempatan merangkum rasa yang kini ada. Terbang bersamaku bila kau mau. Genggamlah hati.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Kau meragukan diriku, karena cinta yang kau cari hanya ada padaku. Rasakanlah cinta ini yang ku persembahkan untukmu. Ku tercipta untuk dirimu, ku semua yang kau mau. Apabila kau adanya, selalu dalam hatiku. Bagiku engkaulah satu yang terindah.
dia,
bukan dia
yang harus ada di hatimu. Ku tercipta untuk dirimu, ku semua yang kau mau.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Kau datang dengan sejuta pesonamu. Kau buatku terpaku saat kau tersenyum. Sesaat waktu berhenti saat kau langkahkan kaki. You're the beauty, beauty is you. You're the beauty, beauty is you. Bibirku membeku tak dapat berkata, karena cantik parasmu sungguh tiada celah. Kau lah cahaya dunia, kau lah cantik yang sempurna. You're the beauty, beauty is you. You're the beauty, beauty is you. Aku tak dapat menahan gejolak dalam hati. Jiwa ini telah luluh saat kita bertemu. Apakah ku akan mampu memiliki dirimu? Ku rasa ku telah jatuh hati padamu. Kau datang dengan sejuta pesonamu. Kau buat
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Kau ungkapkan dahanku.
bisa kau hentikan. Dan kita kan bicara, dengar jiwaku.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.